charge given to Enoch, the four intercalary days, the stars which lead the seasons and the months. Chapter 82. And now, my son, Methuselah, all these things I am recounting to thee and writing down for thee, and I have revealed to thee everything, and given thee books concerning all these. So preserve, my son Methuselah, the books from thy father's hand, and see that thou deliver them to the generations of the world. I have given wisdom to thee and to thy children, and thy children that shall be to thee, that they may give it to their children for generations, this wisdom, namely, that passeth their thought. And those who understand it shall not sleep, but shall listen with the ear, that they may learn this wisdom. And it shall please those that eat thereof better than good food. Blessed are all the righteous. Blessed are all those who walk in the way of righteousness and sin not as the sinners, in the reckoning of all their days, in which the sun traverses the heaven, entering into and departing from the portals for 30 days with the heads of thousands of the order of the stars, together with the four which are intercalated, which divide the four portions of the year, which lead them and enter them with 4 days. Owing to them, men shall be at fault, and not reckon them in the whole reckoning of the year. Yea, men shall be at fault, and not recognize them accurately. For they belong to the reckoning of the year, and are truly recorded thereon for ever, one in the first portal, and one in the third, and one in the fourth, and one in the sixth, and the year is completed in 364 days. And the account thereof is accurate, and the recorded reckoning thereof exact. For the luminaries and months and festivals and years and days has Uriel shown and revealed to me, to whom the Lord of the whole creation of the world hath subjected the host of heaven. And he has power over night and day in the heaven to cause the light to give light to men, sun, moon, and stars, and all the powers of the heaven which revolve in their circular chariots. And these are the orders of the stars, which set in their places, and in their seasons, and festivals, and months. And these are the names of those who lead them, who watch that they enter at their times, in their orders, in their seasons, in their months, in their periods of dominion, and in their positions. Therefore leaders, who divide the four parts of the year, enter first, and after them the 12 leaders of the orders who divide the months. And for the 360 days there are heads over thousands who divide the days. And for the 4 intercalary days there are the leaders which sunder the 4 parts of the year. And these heads over thousands are intercalated between leader and leader, each behind a station, but their leaders make the division. And these are the names of the leaders who divide the 4 parts of the year which are ordained: Milkiel, Helemelech, and Melajal, and Narel, and the names of those who lead them: Adnarel, and Ijasuael, and Alomael. These 3 follow the leaders of the orders. And there is one that follows the 3 leaders of the orders, which follow those leaders of stations that divide the 4 parts of the year. In the beginning of the year, Melchijal rises first and rules, who is named Tamenai, and the sun and all the days of his dominion while he bears rule are 91 days. And these are the signs of the days which are to be seen on earth in the days of his dominion: sweat, and heat, and calms. And all the trees bear fruit, and leaves are produced on all the trees, and the harvest of wheat, and the rose flowers, and all the flowers which come forth in the field. But the trees of the winter season become withered. And these are the names of the leaders which are under them: Berkael, Zelebzel, and another who is added ahead of 1,000 called Hilujasaph. And the days of the dominion of this leader are at an end. The next leader after him is Helemelech, whom one names the Shining Sun, and all the days of his light are 91 days. And these are the signs of his days on the earth: glowing heat and dryness, and the trees ripen their fruits and produce all their fruits ripe and ready. And the sheep pair and become pregnant, and all the fruits of the earth are gathered in, and everything that is in the fields and the winepress, these things take place in the days of his dominion. These are the names and the orders and the leaders of those heads of thousands: Gideijal, Kiel, and Hiel, and the name of the head of a thousand which is added to them, Asphael, and the days of his dominion are at an end.